Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Welcome back. One final hour here at Wilderness Ridge Golf Course for the Amon Green Foundation Nebraska Esports Golf Tournament. It has been a fantastic day. We have had a bunch of fun here at the golf tournament. Big thank you, as always, to our hosts at Wilderness Ridge. To all the participants who were golfing, to all the sponsors who helped make this possible. It's been a really fun day. The only problem is that it's winding down in the next hour or so. Pretty much everyone is in off the course or on their way in, waiting to see who the winners are. I had a leaderboard popped up before on the inside of the little area next to us. I'm not able to see the scores very well here through the window. So maybe we'll get to get Nick or Jake to pop on and tell you how the day went, who they saw that was golfing well, who it was outside of Jake that was potentially golfing poorly. 402-464-5685. I would love to know what's on your mind here throughout this hour of Old School. As always, Old School is sponsored by The Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Check out their selections online at themercadobutcher.com or at any of their four local locations. They're in Lincoln at 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, just down the street from us here at Wilderness Ridge, and 85th and Old Cheney here in Lincoln. Or you can also visit them at 168th and Maple in Omaha. Get to the Mercado today for the best meat in town. Let's go to themercadobutcher.com/ Fired Up Fridays. Ah, they don't have the new menu posted yet. Alas, I was going to tell you what to watch out for Fired Up Thursday, which is out on their 85th and Old Cheney location. That's coming up in just a few days from now. Hopefully, they get that posted soon. Last week's Fired Up Thursday was a Philly cheesesteak with highest quality Mercado beef. And then Friday at the North 84th Street location, their 84th and Havelock, it was a green chili cheesesteak burrito. Fascinating, probably delicious. So again, themercadobutcher.com/FiredUpFridays if you want to check out the Mercado for lunch. You can certainly do that. I know we talk a lot about everything they have to grill, all their fun sides, their pre-prepared meals, all that great stuff. You can also stop by those 85th in Old Cheney and 84th and Havelock locations if you want lunch at the end of your work week. Friends, let's talk some College World Series. We have 7 of the 8 teams in place right now. We are only awaiting one final qualifier for Omaha. It'll be determined tonight. It'll be either Murray State, the Racers, or the Duke Blue Devils making an appearance in Omaha. Pretty darn fun field being set so far in Omaha. Scrolling through who's made it so far, obviously you have Louisville taking down Miami. Oregon State and Florida State played a really fun super regional up there in Corvallis. Arizona came back from down a game. They won the last two at the Chapel Hill Super Regional. Coastal Carolina dispatched of Auburn, even though that series was down in Stricktown, USA. Arkansas took down Tennessee in 2 games. LSU took down West Virginia in 2 games. And then it was UCLA over UTSA in 2 games. So again, we're just awaiting that Murray State and Duke winner. That series is tied at 1. A couple interesting notes here as we look at this field. First of all, 2025 will be the first time in the entire Super Regional era, dating back to the 1999 tournament, that no team that made it to the College World Series the year before will be back in Omaha. Think about that. 8 brand new faces this year compared to last year. Okay, that's just interesting to look at. Last year's field, North Carolina hosted a regional, hosted a super regional, didn't make it out. Virginia didn't make the tournament despite being a preseason top 25, I think even a top 5 team potentially. Tennessee hosted a regional, went on the road to Arkansas, conference rival for Supers, didn't make it out. Florida State, as I mentioned, just got bounced in the Supers, had to travel up to Corvallis. Kentucky made it back to the tournament, didn't make it out of their regional. North Carolina State didn't make it out of their regional. A&M, of course, missed the tournament. And there were a lot of fireworks for Florida and Coach Kevin O'Sullivan, but they didn't make it out of the Conway, South Carolina regional. Pardon me as I take a drink there. When you look at the RPI of the teams left standing, right now the number one RPI team, and this is according to Warren Nolan, it's Arkansas. Arkansas is the highest rated team remaining in the field. Number two is Coastal Carolina. According to Warren Nolan's site, and I'll pull up the NCAA RPI as well, just to make sure I get this right, because not every place formulates everything exactly the same, but I know it's going to be pretty close. So yeah, according to Warren Nolan, Coastal Carolina is the third best team in the country, second best team left standing. It's Arkansas, Vandy, and then Coastal. According to the NCAA's RPI, Coastal Carolina is all the way down, only at number 8. But still a top 10 team, top 8 in RPI, making it to the final 8 of the college baseball season. Coastal Carolina has been absolutely incredible this year. 26-4 in conference play, 27-3 at home, 20-7 on the road, and 6-1 at neutral sites. There's that. You scroll through their schedule, they lost back-to-back games against Charleston, in Alabama there in mid to late February. They lost to North Carolina in the first game of their series to East Carolina, but ended up winning that series against the Pirates. Lost in 7 innings to Wake Forest. They got run ruled, and then they went on quite a bit of a run. Won 5 games in a row. Lost a couple to a pretty solid Troy team inside the top 50 in RPI, and then they just couldn't stop winning series from there. Got run ruled by Wake Forest again, but other than that, there's a lot of green on the ledger. In fact, from April 26th, starting off their series against James Madison, the Chanticleers have not lost. I had to double check to make sure I got that right. It's been since April 22nd that Coastal Carolina has lost a game. They lost 4-2 on the road at Charleston, a top 100 RPI team. And then since then, sweep James Madison, beat UNC Greensboro, sweep App State, get a home win over number 12 Clemson in the non-con, sweep Louisiana Monroe, sweep Old Dominion. You get into the Sun Belt tournament, beat Georgia Southern, beat Marshall twice, beat Southern Miss, who was ranked number 14 at the time, 7-5 in the Sun Belt tournament championship game. Blast Fairfield, blast East Carolina, win it 1-0. They only play 3 games in the Conway regional that they hosted. And then they sweep through the Auburn regional. Game 1 was a good one, 7-6 in 10 innings, had that rain delay starting that game off. But Coastal Carolina prevails with a run in the 10th, keeping Auburn off the board. Then they win a tidy, no muss, no fuss, 4-1 victory against Auburn. That's a game, of course, that Auburn scored first. This is a really good Auburn team, somehow up to number 4 in the country in RPI. Not exactly what you expect from Auburn is a solid baseball program, but Ike Irish has been a stud for them all year long. In Coastal Carolina, you know, maybe not dominated that super regional, but if you win it 11-7, it's not exactly an accident. Again, that first game did take them 10 innings to get done, and Coastal had a lead in that one. I forget exactly what it was. I mean, they were up. At one point, it was 6-1. They had scored in 3 straight innings. Auburn scored in 4 straight innings then to tie the game. The next run was scored from the 7th inning to the 10th inning was the next time anyone got on the board. And of course, that ended up being Coastal Carolina to win that. And of course, the cool thing about Coastal Carolina is that they won a College World Series championship back in 2016. One of those neat little underdog stories. And an interesting note on that, too, is Coastal Carolina's coach, one of his young children back in 2016, was suffering strokes at the time that Coastal Carolina was playing for the College World Series. So his kids weren't able to make the trip to Omaha. But now they're back in the College World Series, and it sounds like everything is well with the family. Health is in order. So the whole family, will end up making the trip to Omaha, which has the potential to be pretty cool. Of course, with them in the bracket is Arizona. The team, funny enough, that Coastal Carolina ended up beating in that 2016 championship series. But again, let's think about this. Eight teams last year that made the College World Series, none of them, not a one of them, will be back in Omaha this year. It is brand new blood. Of course, only to a point. When you look at a team like Oregon State, certainly no stranger to Omaha.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil, that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Arkansas has been here a time or two. LSU It's probably the best news for downtown Omaha businesses in a while. So it's not like these teams are new, going to be scared by the scene. UCLA hasn't been to Omaha in a minute since the early mid 2010s. Excuse me. You have Oregon State and Louisville, right? Louisville, somewhat new. They're maybe the underdog story here. But if we scroll through the matchups right now, it's looking like that rematch between Arizona and Coastal Carolina in the first round, LSU and Arkansas in the first round. And I get it's how the bracket shapes up. So I'm not saying this is anyone's fault. I'm not saying they need to, just on a whim, amend the bracket. But LSU and Arkansas would be an incredible title series. And we get that matchup in the first round. You get Oregon State, I assume, will be a favorite over Louisville in the first round. The 2016 storyline, when you look at it between Coastal Carolina and Arizona, is going to be a blast to follow. And then UCLA versus some pretty new blood, whether it's Murray State or Duke. But if you listen to those teams and you think through, hey, there's not a lot of overrepresentation here, good, that makes sense. Last year, only two conferences were represented in Omaha. You can guess which two they are. I don't have to tell you. You would know they're the SEC and the ACC. But right now, there are six conferences represented, and if Murray State wins, it'll be seven. The SEC has LSU and Arkansas, ACC has Louisville, the Big 12 has Arizona, the Big 10 will send UCLA back to Omaha, where, of course, they lost to Nebraska in the Big 10 championship game, same field. Oregon State representing the Pac-12 or an independent, and then, of course, the Sun Belt, a really sneaky good baseball league, sending Coastal Carolina. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty good depth for college baseball. And I do think as we move into the revenue sharing era of college basketball that we've been spending a lot of time talking about here today, it's going to be really interesting to see what it does to baseball, how that goes, right? We know that the SEC and the ACC invest heavily, invest strongly in baseball, the Big 12 as well. It'll be curious to see, you know, the Sun Belt. How heavily will they invest in football? Will they urge their schools to go the baseball route? That's been a really good baseball conference, right? Conference USA, I think, is in maybe not the exact same boat, but a similar one to some degree. Will the revenue sharing era provide more parity, less parity, or will it keep things the same in college baseball? I think that ideally the revenue sharing era of maybe the SEC teams will be pouring more money into their football programs, maybe their men's basketball programs after their, I don't even know if I should call it a resurgence or just their surgence this last year, with the historically strong men's basketball conference. Obviously, the SEC likes its perch atop college baseball. But when the funds come from the athletic department, how will they break it down? Will they, you know, back off football a little bit? Will they back off men's basketball a little bit? Probably not. But then where does the money for baseball come from? Well, you'd say it probably comes from NIL. Okay, well, now we still have to determine of, you know, those $600 deals that have to be reported, anything more than that, will the SEC want to play, you know, with that many deals? Will it find ways to say, yeah, for baseball, you know, this is market rate? I still think most of the big deals will be done in football, maybe a few in men's basketball, potentially volleyball and softball as well. College baseball is fun, right? I hope you've listened to On the Block and Old School long enough and heard me and Nick chat enough about it that college baseball is fun. And there should be some players there that are superstars, certainly in the national picture. But plain and simple, there's just not, right? It's very rare to find a Paul Skeens. You know, and what worked out really well for LSU and for Paul Skeens is that he had hype coming into the year at LSU, right? Heroes and legends are made in Omaha. We know that, and it's great. But college baseball doesn't have those guys, those players that are dominating headlines throughout the year. And, you know, that's not a bad thing necessarily. But when you look at how college baseball is going to be financed and what it takes to draw people into the sport and make sure these big money deals that I think the SEC might need to continue its dominance, the ACC to a lesser degree as well, will these schools, I guess mostly collectives for the NIL, will they be able to prove that this is market value? Will they be able to prove that this is within the reasonable range of compensation when they, you know, want to pay their players a lot? I don't know what the average SEC baseball player is making, and I don't know how this is going to be judged. Will baseball NIL contracts be compared against other baseball NIL contracts? That would, I think, be the safest, smartest way to do this, because if you're comparing, you know, football contracts to baseball contracts across college sports, my guess is there's going to be quite the discrepancy. So I think when I look at how I want this NIL clearinghouse, NIL Go, the portal sponsored, not sponsored by, but maintained by Deloitte, football deals should be compared to football deals, basketball to basketball. Keep it same across the sports, right? I don't think that you want to use TV ratings as a measure for what's popular. I would let the market determine, you know, if someone's willing to pay X, is someone else willing to pay X? Or is this above and beyond what most people say fits in their budget to pay a student athlete of X sport or Y sport for their appearance? So it's going to be really, really interesting to monitor and see how some of these deals get graded, how they go down, because I think the SEC and the ACC have some, some legitimate claims, you know, having the history, having the tradition for good reasons. But then you see this year's SEC get 13 teams into the tournament by virtue of the benefit of the doubt, essentially, right? And we saw it certainly Nebraska look outclassed by a mid-range SEC team in Oklahoma. But then the next question is, how real is the SEC's flameout? Is this a sign of things to come? Or is this just baseball baseballing, right? Strick talks about life be life, and did the baseball just be baseballing, right? I mean, you don't expect Vanderbilt, the overall number one seed, to lose multiple times on its own home field and not even make it to a super regional, you know, among other examples, right? Texas lost to UTSA. You don't expect that. And on the one hand, that's part of the beauty of college sports, the beauty of college baseball. The flip side of that is I would say, yeah, that's just baseball. You know, sometimes it's your weekend, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the team gets hot, sometimes the team gets cold. And I think that's part of why college baseball is so special, is because there's just so much randomness in a sport like baseball where it can't be a one-and-done type of deal. But baseball, you also get the opportunity to double down, right? You've got to win a series. It's one thing to win a game, but winning a series is what's most important. And that's where you look at what, you know, Wright State knocking Vanderbilt out was absolutely a huge deal. UTSA over Texas was obviously a big deal as well. So there's a lot to get to when you think about this. And we think about it in baseball too. Thanks to 11.7 College Baseball on Twitter for this list, regional four seeds to reach a super regional, right? 2006, Missouri. 2008, Fresno State. I believe that team made it to Omaha. 2012, Stony Brook made it to Omaha. 2014, Charleston. 2015, VCU. 2017, Davidson. South Florida in 2021. 2023, Oral Roberts that made it all the way to Omaha. 2024, Evansville. 2025, now Murray State. There's some real beauty in baseball of having these underdogs make it a long way, right? And I feel like in baseball, there's not the same stigma or same feeling where people like upsets on day one and day two of the NCAA tournament, but then they want a high-powered, you know, Elite Eight and Final Four. I think in baseball, I think in Omaha, giving more schools the chance to make it to Charles Schwab Field, to make it to Rosenblatt back in the day, to experience the greatest show on dirt for the first time. Obviously, you'll hear differently from the SEC and the ACC, but I think it's really good for college baseball that we can still have stories like potentially Murray State, right? Like Coastal Carolina, obviously not a four seed back in the day, but not a household name. Find a way to turn itself into a household name and become a power player type of program. I mean, they dominated the Sun Belt in a lot of ways this year, hosted a regional, went on the road for a super as probably an underseeded 13 seed, and took care of number four seed Auburn in just two games. So we're really looking forward to that. Of course, we will be up at the College World Series starting at the end of the week, and then we'll be there next week for a handful of days as well. Got a fun text from Cubsker here on our text line. We'll get to that when we get back to Old School. It's brought to you by certified Piedmontese by the Mercado. Of course, we're out here at Wilderness Ridge for another 40 minutes or so. We'll have more Old School next on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.